My brothers and sisters, our topic today is Grace and Faith, a Divine Synergy. Our key verse is Romans chapter 5, verse 2. We gained our entrance by faith into this grace, in which we now stand. God has set up the spiritual dynamics of His kingdom so that grace and faith work together in a synergistic manner. Just as hydrogen and oxygen combine to form the elemental basis of water, grace and faith combine to form the basis of man's relationship with God. Without grace, faith cannot function, and without faith, grace cannot be obtained. To use the analogy of electricity, grace is the power and faith is the on switch within our spirit that enables us to receive grace. However, before we continue, let us define grace and faith from a biblical perspective. The New Testament Greek word for grace is charis, which means God's divine favor toward man. More specifically, grace is God's undeserved kindness toward sinners, so that we might be saved from the curse of sin. How did God accomplish this great salvation? The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the embodiment of God's grace, John chapter 1, verse 14. God sent Jesus, His only Son, to die on the cross as the avenue of His grace to redeem us from sin, John chapter 3, verse 16, and Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Therefore, the Bible says that Christ's sacrificial death is the free gift of God's grace to sinners. Romans chapter 5, verse 15 through 17, and chapter 6, verse 23. Thus, grace has been called God's riches at Christ's expense. Now, let us look at the biblical meaning of faith. The New Testament Greek word for faith is pistis, which means to believe or trust. Faith must be based on the truth of God's word, or it is not true Christian faith. The Bible says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Just as physical eyesight enables us to see the natural world, faith is the spiritual eyesight that enables us to see God and understand His heavenly world. For this reason, the Bible says, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 18, and chapter 5, verse 7. Thus, God has made faith essential to see Him and know Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 and verse 6. As the Bible says, God is revealed from faith to faith, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Therefore, faith is the underlying basis of man's relationship with God, and the means by which man can apprehend God's grace. In this regard, the Bible says that our attitude should be one of faith toward God and His revealed truth in all that we do. Romans chapter 14, verse 23. How do grace and faith work together? The Bible says we are saved by both God's grace and by our faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. It is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. However, salvation is only the beginning and not the end of God's plan for our lives. Therefore, just as we entered into the grace of God's salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, we must now live by faith in the Son of God who indwells us, if we want to continue in God's grace and sanctification. Romans chapter 1, verse 17, and Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. In fact, if we do not continue standing by faith, we will be cut off from God's grace. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2 and 3, and chapter 5, verse 4, and 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible says, "They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand by your faith. Continue in his kindness, that is grace. Otherwise, you will also be cut off." Romans chapter 11, verse 20 through 22. One verse in the Bible that sums up the complementary relationship between God's grace and man's faith is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. "God has chosen you to be saved through the sanctifying work, or grace, of the Spirit, and through faith in the truth." Once again, it is essential to spotlight what is the specific truth upon which our faith must be based to ensure our salvation and sanctification. This is the divinely powerful truth that sets us free from the tyranny of sin. By the grace, that is the undeserved gift of Christ's death, God freed us not only from the penalty of sin by forgiving our sins, he also freed us from the power of sin by removing our sinful nature, so that his Son's Spirit could dwell in us. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 through 11, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, and Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. When we apply this grace and truth of the cross to our lives each day by faith, we are forgiven for our sins and we are able to put off our old sinful way of thinking and acting and put on Christ's way of thinking and acting. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24. This is the only way, by God's grace, we can overcome sin and walk in sanctification: by faith in the truth. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. A couple of more points to consider. Faith always springs from a heart of humility. Without a humble heart, it is impossible to have the true faith required to receive God's grace. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. In this way, God has safeguarded his kingdom from those who are proud, rebellious, religious deceivers, and hypocrites, by ensuring that only those who are truly humble in heart will have true faith needed to enter his kingdom. Also remember that our faith must have corresponding action to be effective. True faith is not a feeling. It is a decision to believe and act on the truth of God's word. Otherwise, God's grace will have no effect in our lives. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, and James chapter 4, verse 14 through 26. The Bible says that real faith in Christ is always manifested by our corresponding action. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 through 48. In closing, the cross of Christ is the door to God's grace, and our faith is the key that unlocks this divine door. Neither our initial salvation nor our ongoing sanctification depend on any of our natural strengths, virtues, and efforts. Instead, they depend solely upon our faith, believing and acting in the grace and truth of the cross of Christ. Remember that grace is always at God's initiative, but faith should always be our proper response. This is why the whole gospel of God gives equal emphasis to both grace and faith. When either grace or faith is overemphasized to the neglect of the other, it results in a gospel that is out of balance, distorted, and incapable of producing healthy spiritual fruit. A beautiful picture of the divine balance between grace and faith can be found in Michelangelo's famous painting in Rome's Sistine Chapel. On the chapel's ceiling dome, the painting depicts God's hand reaching downward to touch man's hand that is reaching upward. We could even envision that when God's hand of grace and man's hand of faith join together to form an interlocking handshake, Their divine relationship and friendship is complete and inseparable. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence, or faith, to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. www.christcrucified.info